Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dad! Dad! Nice try. You tried to half beat it. You son of a bitch.
Jumped.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good birthday, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, birthday buddy.
All right, we'll get back to that in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
61 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 70s. Beautiful day.
Yeah, today and tomorrow looks sweet.
Sunny all day, and then the rain comes for the weekend, it looks like. But, I mean, we're not dropping below, like, 65 for a high. By the way, it could be tiddling 80 tomorrow.
Ooh, that's some warm sticky tiddling.
Yes, it is. All right, thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yeah.
So, can I ask a couple of questions here?
Shoot.
Okay, so first off, thank you. You guys got me a really nice bottle of Japanese whiskey.
Yes.
Yamakaze.
Yeah.
Yamazaki. I always say it wrong.
Yeah, I think his grandfather tried to take out the Missouri.
It's so good. So, Kimmy, first off,
yeah.
You know, as we get older, things change.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time.
There was a time, a whiskey time.
Where I was a younger man and Tommy was the same age.
Yeah.
And if there was a bottle of whiskey in the studio,
yeah,
the bottle was getting open.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to happen.
Well, that happened. Did that happen last year?
It did happen the last time.
Christmas.
Yes, sure. Yeah. Christmas time. Yeah. It all opened up. So Tommy comes in first and you guys got me the whiskey. Mm-hmm. It's very, very nice. Thank you for your birthday. And I go, all right, you want me to crack it open? And you said,
nope.
No.
I'll be sound asleep in 20 minutes.
I'll be sleepy.
Too early for me.
I'll be sleepy, Tommy.
I got to cut back.
What do you mean you got to cut back?
Doctor said I got to cut back on the booze.
When has that ever stopped you before?
Not stopping, cutting back.
Okay.
So I've eliminated morning drinking.
6 months ago, you were ready to drop this stuff in your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, 6 months ago, you took way more than I thought you were going to take.
Yeah, it was good.
Remember? Because like you started pouring, it was like, glub, 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 glub. Like, oh, crap, I got to keep up with you. The second thing, why did you buy me a present?
It's your birthday.
What's the angle?
No angle.
We've never done birthday presents. We get Kimmy stuff because Kimmy doesn't make any money here, so
yeah,
we feel bad.
Okay, I kind of find Tommy's more of a birthday person than we think. Not so much about his birthday, but other people's birthdays.
Yeah, because I'm running out of birthdays.
I don't know. Like, you do seem to know a lot of people's birthdays, and I don't know how you, like, you make it a point to keep track.
I don't know. I just always have.
Yeah, your family especially.
Yeah.
Like, you call
You get ahead of things, yeah.
But he calls off family members on their birthday, like second aunt.
Well, I said, yeah.
Third cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, because you have no soul.
Even that, I even called a cousin my father wanted me to date.
Hey, how's things going with you? Single? No? All right. Thank you. No, what's weird is we've known each other 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have never gotten me a birthday present.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
What's the angle?
I just thought I should.
No, what is the angle?
No angle.
What is happening?
Something going on you want to tell us about?
No.
Are you dying?
Well, yes, we're all dying.
No, I mean, look, are you actually
I'm just
dying?
Closer to it than you are.
Because I also know this is really nice whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you ain't got the money for this.
No. But my wife does.
Okay, that's very nice. Also, I love the, like, he did wrap it. But you put a bow on top
of it? So my wife wanted to put it in a gift bag. I said, no, don't do all that. And then she goes, you want to put a bow on it? She goes, yes. So she takes the whiskey downstairs to her wrapping station. And she's down there for like 10 minutes. And all she's going to do is put a bow in that box.
Wait, for 10 minutes?
10 minutes she was going through bows.
Oh. Because
she wanted the gold to match
it
the box.
It does match perfectly. Look at that. Yes. She nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want the bow back? Because I'm not going to do anything. Well,
no,
I'm not going to do anything with the bow.
I don't want the bows we have.
No, but what am I? I feel like now because of the work went into the bow, I have to do something.
Nice I want
to
go out in my backyard, dig a hole, and call it a bow burn pit.
It'll grow more bows. You have a bow tree. You're going to plant the bow.
That joke made it to my worst birthday ever.
So there's no ulterior motive.
There was absolutely. Look, I know you. You don't do.
Pat, we appreciate you here. You know, down the hall, everybody appreciates you.
Shut up.
You know, you're right. You're taking over a department now, the Department of Programming and Development. I was happy to see you get into the Young Management Program.
Shut up. Young, I'm 39. I'm not a member of the Young Management Program anymore. That's the other weird thing, too, is right. My wife. I don't know how it is for dads and birthdays for other people.
Yeah.
It feels like dads have the hardest time accepting birthdays.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean like the getting older part. I mean like the fuss that is made around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's just a me thing. Like when I was growing up, you know my background.
Yeah. Sad. Well, poor.
Yeah.
Destitute.
Yeah. Okay.
Squalor.
Birthdays weren't a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last birthday party I had was, like, 12.
Mm.
And then it was just, like, my mom and dad being like, happy birthday.
Yep.
And that was kind of that.
Yep.
And, like, I didn't want my girls to have that, right? So, like, we make a big deal out of their birthdays. And my girls, in turn, think they have to do that for me, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's every man or if that's just a me thing.
No, I think it's every man.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Because, like, you know, the last couple of days over the weekend, like, my family wanted to, like, make a big deal out of it.
Mm.
I don't really know how to handle that. So... it kind of makes me look like a dick.
But
and
men,
I don't mean to look like a dick.
I know, but men don't like to thank people, and men don't like to be thanked.
Okay.
Because we don't know how to handle either one of those very well.
That's a good point.
Even though you don't know how to handle being thanked, do you kind of want to be thanked?
You do, but when you get it, it just makes you feel awkward and uncomfortable. Yeah.
But would it bother you more if you didn't get the thank you?
It's a great question. That'd be a great study.
I think it would bother me, but he's right. I don't want that.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want it. Right.
I would rather have the awkward interaction than the no thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right. We got Instagram messages coming in. Because there's an angle here with the present. And again, thank you both very much for the birthday present. Caleb writes us.
Well, Japan could use the business.
Caleb, yeah, by the way, how much more expensive was this with the tariffs? Caleb writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Don't forget, Tommy didn't care about Breezy's birthday, so he's definitely got an angle.
Well, no, because she's not in my inner circle of people.
What are you talking about? You're the same person.
Look at us. We're in inner circle.
Yeah, but like, you know, you got your people, then you got other people.
So
she's like other.
Anybody outside this room is
other people.
Yeah.
Are you honored that we're in his inner circle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why wouldn't you be?
Well, because it's you. I don't like, who cares? Like,
I didn't think you had a circle.
Like, yeah. Josh Allen comes in, he goes, you're a minor circle. That means something. You're a nobody. Thank you for the present again. Thank you.
Thank you from a nobody.
No, but going back to the whole, like, you know, things changing, time moving on, right? Like, I've never been bothered by, like, the number. I kind of feel like I've been 40.
Well, you're young.
Well, no, but I feel like I've been 40 since I was, like, 16.
Yeah.
So, like, my wife, last night, she starts doing the whole, because my wife is older than I am, and she's like, I can't believe it. You're 39. You're going to be 39. And I'm like, yeah. I met you. You were 22. And and that wasn't weird to me. Like, you know, we've had a life together.
Yeah.
I started thinking about it. What's weird to me is what's happening in this room. Because I was 25, 26 when we started doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you were still passable as a normal human being. And now, like, I'm almost to the age where you were when I met you.
Wow.
And that is freaking me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing to think.
That's when you start to realize how fast life goes.
That's when you start to find yourself a 15-year-old.
Pumping full of alcohol.
No, like, think about this. Kimmy, for me to replicate what Tommy Mulay did with our relationship,
I can't even say it out loud.
No, I can't. I would have to, in like 3 years, hang out with someone that is currently the age of my youngest daughter.
Yeah, but you invite them at the comedy clubs and other places.
Hello, I'm looking for a 15-year-old boy. Any 15-year-old boys
pump
in here?
Full of Tokyo's finest.
No, but like, and I mean this with all due respect.
What?
You've always been old to me.
Well, I was always older than you.
That's what I mean.
Like, I've been old since I got into this business.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would argue from the day you were born, just the way your face looks. But like, now that I'm getting closer to the age that you were when we first met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not the number that hits me. It's the position that hits me.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because, like, when I met you
mm-hmm.
all 25 years ago, it felt hopeless. Like, you felt like a hopeless person. I know you're a great guy.
Thank
had
you.
A plan. No,
thank
I'm
you.
Just saying. Like, you know, dead end job, not doing the road anymore. Like, oh, let's go to this bar because we get free drinks. I know a guy who'll get us free drinks. And we go, and Kimmy, it turns out I went to high school with the kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, yeah. Oh, wow.
But it worked.
Both pathetic. We're the most pathetic men ever. And it was fun, and I wouldn't change a second of it.
It was fun.
But, like, you know, I don't know. Like, oh, man, what have I done with my life?
Hey, you only go around once, baby.
That's my point. That's
if
why
you do it right, once is enough.
252 WCMF. I also have to hide this whiskey.
From who?
Everybody that walks by in the window.
Oh.
Oh, you think somebody's gonna bug you?
I didn't think we had any booze hounds here.
There's one glommer that I'm worried about.
Who you got? Because
he's not a booze hound. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to think. I don't think we have any heavy drinkers.
Yeah, but there would be. We do work with some people that would want to try it if they know the cost of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Kimmy's absolutely right. Like, there's one guy who will remain nameless.
And he'll take a picture with it, too.
Yeah, he will do that. That may share his name with a Canadian wild animal.
I was even thinking him.
That if he sees this, he will be aware of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh, you going to open it?
And well, he's a profile drinker.
100%.
Gee, he just pours a cocktail so he can put it on Instagram.
And, like, he does that, like, stupid duck face, too.
But he also stages it. Like, he'll put it near a window that's getting, like, sunlight through it and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, but Kimmy's right. He will want to just take a picture with the bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like dealing with that
today. I understand.
Right? Yeah. So I got to find a place where I can hide this thing but not forget to bring it home.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to open it? I feel bad.
Why?
I don't know, because you bought
it. I'll fall asleep.
On a Tuesday.
Do you want some, Kimmy?
No, I'm good.
Of course she does.
You can't be. I'm looking for a reason to drink, and you guys aren't giving me one.
All right, four of them.
No, I'm not. No. Oh, look at you. No, I don't want you to have any. No.
I got a stool over here now, so it would look good on this stool. Moose can come in and take a picture of it.
He could sit on that stool, hold the drink, and
oh,
look
yeah.
super
and he would.
Cool. I mean, here's the thing. Like, when it comes to liquor, and I don't know if you feel this way, you don't like to share, period.
I'm not a sharer.
Not a sharer. No. But you don't really drink all that high end.
No, I mean, I like crazy. No.
Yeah. No, it's Jameson. Like,
yeah,
middle
it's a.
Of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have no problem sharing what I have with people that, like, appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I do have a problem with the profile drinker.
Yes.
Like, people mm-hmm. that want to try it.
It's kind of wasted on them.
Just to try it.
Yeah. Is that a dick thing?
No. Because people like that piss me off.
Okay, now that you say it, I feel like it's a dick thing.
So, something like, I like to smoke cigars in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
And somebody will come over and want to try a cigar
mm-hmm.
that don't smoke cigars. And you'll cut them, you'll light it up, and they'll take about four hits off of that thing, and there it sits in the ashtray for the rest of the night. Because they just wanted to try it.
Yeah.
Just a waste of money.
Yeah.
But you can actually try that without wasting it.
True.
You know?
But
I mean, I guess unless you pour them a drink and they don't finish
it. But if you don't want it, and it's not on your menu, just leave it alone.
And here's the thing. If I'm not, I don't want to open the
You're
bottle.
You're just taking it to take it.
Exactly. Yeah. But I, look, if I had the bottle open and it was, ooh, let me try, I'd pour him the tiniest sip.
Yeah.
Just to be a dick. But I don't want to open the damn bottle for the kid and we'll pour it into a plastic cup from work.
And I like the kid, but he ain't worth it.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know, but now it's going to sound like I'm saying
No. I stand by my own statement. I like the kid too, but it's a little over his head.
I guess, though.
Stay in Penfield. And drink your Penfield booze.
Where, if you're, when it does come,
you're a canoe at the yacht club, kid.
We would sell a ton of those T-shirts at the rock shop. Canoe at the yacht club.
When it comes to though trying something new, like where are you supposed to learn it from?
You go to the
on
bar.
Your own.
Yeah,
you just really? Experiment
you,
on
so
your
you
own.
Don't, so, see, I always kind of thought like you got it from a buddy who discovered this, or you know what I mean. Like, so you would go. Like, if I went to try something new on my own, I wouldn't even know what to try. I feel like the recommendation comes from somebody, you know? No?
I think there are two ways where this works appropriately. Where you are at someone's house, they have a bottle open, and they go, do you want to try this?
Yeah.
Right? That's appropriate. Or you're at a bar, someone you're with orders something, and they go, have you tried this? And then you order that, too. Mm. That's why bars exist, right? So I have an opportunity to try one glass of something before I commit to an entire bottle.
Plus, I grew up in a drinking family.
Yeah.
So, and my old man drank everything. So I kind of knew the spectrum of what was out there.
He's been there, man.
And I was a kid. I was just a child, a drinking child.
right, well, thank you again for the booze.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Enjoy.
Oh, I lost the bow. Don't tell your wife. All right. I got to pick it up. Thank you, everyone, for the birthday wishes on social media. Mm. And thank you for kicking that off today, too, you dick.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The rains came yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Torrential downpours, mm-hmm. which we warned you about. You laughed at me.
Flash flood pit.
There were flash floods.
I know.
And look, outside of a couple of low-lying like towns that have been considered stuff, right? There are very few people in Rochester who see that the rain is coming and get nervous about it.
Yeah.
With the exception of these three specific spots in the city, one of which became the epicenter of an issue yesterday. Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So we're talking about the torrential downpour.
Yeah, whatever.
Not much, thank goodness, as far as like damage and stuff.
It's quick, you know.
Yeah, you got it. But there are three specific spots in the city of Rochester mm-hmm. where when the rains come fast and hard, it gets dicey. There is the little hill underneath the railroad mm-hmm. bridge on Culver.
Yeah, it's like that underpass.
Yep. Right. There is the little underpass underneath the railroad bridge on Winton. Mm-hmm. But the big problem yesterday was in the third spot.
What's that one?
The underpass under the railroad bridge on North Union Street in the city. 10 NBC cameramen caught two cars that ended up stuck in about 4 feet of water underneath the railroad bridge.
4 feet.
And I want to be clear. It's not like the 4 feet of water came up upon them suddenly when they were down there.
Yeah.
There was 4 feet of water
yeah.
that they drove into mm-hmm. with their cars and got stuck. So first off, when you drive any of these little underpasses, there are giant signs that clearly say, do not drive down here when the road is flooded. If I'm not mistaken, Kimmy, there are flashing lights next to the sign.
Usually, yeah, okay. when it's really coming down.
So the fact that anybody went down there, you look like an idiot. Yeah.
True.
Okay, but Kimmy, there was something that really bothered you about the picture on Tennessee.
Like, I can see one car making a stupid mistake and trying to drive through it. What I don't get is how the second car ended up there because you saw the first car stuck and you thought, let's give this a try.
Because the second car, Kimmy, is clearly it behind the
like
first car.
And so the way it's positioned, too, it looks like they tried to go around the first car.
Because they got themselves stuck. Yeah. Yes, they're in the oncoming traffic lane, stuck going the wrong direction. And both of them are in SUVs. It's not like these are little sedans.
Right, because that first car, or the one that looks like it's a little bit ahead, is a bigger car than the one than the second car.
You're 100% right, right? Like, if the first person is dumb, what does that make the second person? Let me show you how to do it. Oh, no! Yeah. So, to illustrate further why doing this is such a bad idea, and I guess now it's just a warning sign, the funniest part about this photo is the two cars are stuck, one in the oncoming lane, 4 feet of water. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 firefighters off in the distance just staring at it.
Like, trying to get them out?
What the hell are we going to do? Well, that's just it. To get this situation remedied, you have to call the fire department.
Yeah, they're going to have to pull your car out.
Yes, and I don't think you understand. No, they don't pull your car out.
They don't?
And this is how embarrassing it gets. First off, some firefighters have to put on wetsuits, go into the 4 feet.
Wait, you're talking about like scuba suit?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They have to put on wetsuits.
Well, I guess it's a hazmat situation, right?
You got it. You don't know what's in that water.
Yeah.
So they then have to go into where the water is and open the street drain to get all the water out. Then it seems you have to sit in your car while all this is happening.
Oh, while it drains out.
You got it. It also takes
sit there in shame.
It also takes a lot of firefighters to do this. A rep from the Rochester Fire Department said they needed 4 fire companies yesterday to do this. The wetsuit folks, backups for safety, and firefighters to ensure you don't need medical attention when it's all said and done. All of those folks show up with all the trucks and the lights and the tools because you didn't want to go around.
Yes.
Because you didn't want to go around.
God knows what that costs.
Because you had to have seen cars turning around too, right? Because, I mean, it's not a super busy road, but there, you know, there are people that use it regularly, and I'm guessing like you had to have seen people making the U-turn.
It's the arrogance.
Yeah.
Like, how did you not know how this was going to work? Like, wouldn't you be afraid of damaging? What does this do to your car, by the way?
Oh, it's got to screw up your car.
Right. Even if you get through it, could cause damage.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it to the shop.
All right. Well, yeah, obviously. It's not moving.
Just for drainage. Get the fish out.
All right. Serious question, but, too. I don't think there's fish.
Oh, yeah. You probably got some wigglers in there.
252 WCMF. To the folks that work as mechanics, as you know, we are not mechanically inclined people.
No.
If I get my car stuck in 4 feet of water, how much is that going to cost me to fix? Like, what do you have to do to fix that car? Is it fixable?
It's probably fixable.
Well, I don't know. Like, you see these cars that get stuck in, like, floods.
I guess how long it sits there, too. Like, how long it sits in water.
Does that have anything to do with it?
I guess it more gets into your engine, maybe.
Okay, but, like,
it's a quick hit.
No, it sat there for, like, an hour.
Maybe an hour you got damaged.
Are you sucking water in places? Does it screw up all the electrical? Can I get hurt? Because there's a lot of electrical components in your car.
Yes.
I can't get electrocuted in my car going into water, can I?
I thought it's grounded because of the tires.
I don't know either. What about electric vehicles? Like if I drove like
a
cyber. Oh,
bad. Now you got a problem.
No, serious question.
You're going to have to call Elon.
No, can I hurt myself driving an electric vehicle into...
Like, could you get shocked from the batteries?
Yeah.
Probably, right?
But there's a battery in my...
Well, I don't know, because like those cars that were in Florida that got flooded, well, those caught on fire. Yeah, I guess you're screwed. But that was salt water.
Is there a difference with the salt water?
I think salt water is more corrosive.
Okay, again, you did what you always do. I ask a question, you go, and then you go, I think.
I think.
What are those... You say, I think salt water is more corrosive. And by the way, catching on fire doesn't mean you were electrocuted. There's a difference.
No, you're just burning.
The risk of electrocution from an electric vehicle in a flood is low, but it's not entirely absent.
Oh.
Okay.
It comes with safety features to protect against it. It seems like the battery...
Like, for example, a big sign that says, don't drive into the water.
Don't get wet.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So as I'm looking at this picture, again, we're talking about 252 WCMF. Two people got stuck in the underpass of the railroad bridge on North Union after the flash floods yesterday. The cars, they're both SUVs. They are in 4 feet of water. The picture on 10 NBC is priceless because it's 9 firefighters just staring at the cars like, what are we going to do? Yeah. 4 fire companies had to come out and help them. There was a guy in a wetsuit that had to go drain the whole thing. Their windows are about 2 feet above where the water line is.
So it's about up to the 2 feet below it?
So the water is 2 feet below where the windows are.
So it's about halfway up the door, maybe?
So if this person is in decent shape, they could climb out the window.
Yeah, but just into that water.
Yeah, but...
The dude's got a wetsuit on.
I understand, but let's walk through this. All right. So your options are A, sit for potentially an hour while everyone stares at you while they're driving by. Or B...
Give them a thumbs up while they're working around your car.
Or get out and wade through the water.
But it's like toxic, murky crap.
Maybe.
It's got to be.
I wonder if it could be like seeping into your car a little bit.
Like where your feet are getting wet.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I guess if it's seeping in, you might as well just get the hell out. Then you don't want to sit in it.
Okay, but like you said, though, like you're wading through this potential like sludge.
I mean, it could be like sewage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
And I mean, it is the streets in the city of Rochester that have been around forever. God knows. Like, what kind of Kodak stuff is getting kicked up?
What's washing in there?
Ah! So we had asked the mechanics to come through. Mm-hmm. Jaden writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, if water gets into the engine, it will hydrolock it. Jaden, I don't know what that means.
Hydrolock.
Hydrolock.
I guess it just won't. Is that a fancy word for saying it won't start?
But does that mean it won't start ever again?
Without a lot of work, maybe.
Think about this, too.
Yeah.
You would have to have your car towed to a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have to call the mechanic and go, like, okay, well, what happened? Well, I saw a bunch of water.
Yes.
And I drove into it. Oh, really? No, there was a big sign that says, if there's water, don't drive into it, but I need you to fix it when I drove into all the water.
Make it all better.
Does insurance cover this?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
I don't know, because you drove through it.
You did it, but I guess you also drive into if an accident.
But you paid a deductible, so it doesn't really make a difference. Okay. What you need is Car Shield.
Really, Ice-T is going to come out?
Ice-T says you got to get Car Shield. So does Vivica Fox.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Just listen to your Auntie Vivica.
All right, so Jaden says the motor seizes up. So I mean,
you're going to have to go to a mechanic. Man, they're going to love seeing you coming down the street. That's got to be like payday, man.
Like, think about this, man. And here's what's the most frustrating part of this story, right? It's not like the city of Rochester is hard to navigate, especially in this area.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going
to
suck.
10 other ways to get where you're going.
Yeah.
Kimmy, it sucks losing that 5 to 10 minutes when you got to stop, turn around. Okay. But the city is a giant square.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go around the big dip to another street where there is not a big dip. And you're totally fine. Mm. Like, no one is going to get lost in the city of Rochester.
Forever.
Right? Like, for every right you take, just take a left eventually, and everything will be just fine, right? For you to embarrass yourself in this way, cost yourself all of this money, end up on the freaking news, and then have to tell a mechanic, I got my car all wet. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? We got more folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. All right, so he's here.
Jack the mechanic.
He says, wires should be fine. Second you get to the fuses, connectors, and realize that's when you start to have an issue. He even said it like he was talking to me at the mechanic. Wires should be fine. If it got to the connectors, realize that's when your issue shows up.
So as soon as it hits that fuse box, you're effed.
Kimmy, can you Google the cost of fixing a waterlogged car?
Like, that would depend. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
Like, cars are so
different.
How much
needs to be replaced?
Cars are different.
Well, like, your car and my car are completely different cars.
Well, Kimmy's car. Your car is, like, 2 inches off the ground.
Yes, and newer.
It says the cost to repair a waterlogged car can vary widely from a few hundred dollars to from a few hundred dollars for minor damage to over $10,000. For more severe cases, it's
$10,000. I just totaled it.
Okay.
$10,000.
So with all of the information we have gathered in this conversation, we've learned a couple of things.
What's that?
One, don't drive under the underpass when there's water there.
Mm-hmm.
Two, definitely don't be the second person that pulls into the oncoming lane to pass the person that got stuck, because you're also going to get stuck. Mm. Three, when you do this, there is an embarrassing amount of firefighters that have to come out and help you.
Yeah, all of them.
Be prepared for the rescue.
There will be a man in a wetsuit that walks past you. But it's not even like you roll your window down if it got to the fuse box. Right? And four, it's going to cost you a fortune.
Oh,
so just don't do it.
It's like a DWI.
Yeah.
And what you would spend.
Yeah.
Because that's what a DWI would cost you. And you didn't even have any fun.
I think all fun goes away even after.
No, but at least like you got drunk. Maybe you got laid. You just drove through water.
All right, let's take a break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This crime was possible due to what seems a massive oversight. And it's amazing, Tommy, these even exist in the first place.
Yeah.
But one man allegedly getting his hands on this has led to a whole bunch of issues. And although this very illegal scheme, Tommy, may be sneaky brilliant, it would also be one that would take a lot of time to profit from.
Well, wait, yeah, what do you do with it?
Well,
once you get it, like, where are you going with
it? Did you see this story?
Well, I know. I think I know where you're going. Okay. No, I do not know the story.
Well, I can't wait to see if you know where I'm going. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A Buffalo man has pleaded guilty to charges in a case involving alleged crimes that happened all over upstate New York.
Oh.
The 25-year-old man got his hands on a United States Postal Service key.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that where you thought I was going?
No, I thought heavy equipment, not a postal truck.
So this is like a universal key?
It's not even a truck. We're not talking key to a truck. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The key he got his hands on was the master key to all the blue mailboxes.
Oh.
Does people still use those things?
Well, yeah. How else would you mail something?
I can't think of the last time I actually dropped mail in one of those actual boxes. Usually, like, if I have to do something, I either put it in my mailbox or I would take it to the
I've never put it in my mailbox. Either. I don't know why. I feel like I have to put it in the blue box.
Why? You got a flag in a mailbox.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know entirely how it works. I'm afraid I might do it wrong.
You put your mail in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the flag up.
Okay.
Mailman comes by and goes, oh, Pat wants me to take this somewhere. And he takes it for you.
The only time the flag has gone up is when I was playing with my flag. I've never done that once in my life.
Okay, it's illegal to put up a false flag.
I know. I put the flag back down.
That's a federal offense. Did you know that?
Shut up.
Yes, it is.
False flag?
False flag on a mailbox you can be arrested for.
So this man got his hands on the master key to all blue mailboxes.
So he was just grabbing mail?
Yes. In this case, the man is accused of showing up at a post office outside of Buffalo around 1 o'clock in the morning. He used the key to open up multiple mailboxes outside of the post office. He snatched up all the stuff, and then he took off. According to the story, he had two other men with him. Luckily, police caught these men right away.
Yeah.
But in court, the man admitted he was part of a much larger scheme that used the stolen key to access mailboxes across multiple locations all over Western New York.
So what are they looking for besides checks and I guess it would be checks and gift cards, right?
And I guess that is the most glaring
or information
problem. Okay, so you have the ability to get checks.
Yeah.
Cash would be probably the best, cash or gift cards, or information.
Yeah.
The cash and gift cards, great. I'm making money right out of the gate. The checks, there's a little more work. Because you'd have to, what do they call those things? Wash the checks?
Yeah, like figure out a way to not
alter
have
them.
It connected to you, yeah.
And then walking into the bank, you're risking getting caught.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
And then the information, that's even more work because now you have to either sell that information to somebody or set something up to rip people off of their information. I think you raise a valid point. As sneaky, brilliant as this scheme is, how easy is it to profit from it?
You're going to have to go through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Just think of all the junk you get in the mailbox.
Well, but this
is
mail
would be
going.
Somebody sending something specifically. So,
oh, yeah, all right.
I bet you it's more gift cards than you think. Like, I'm thinking every time I've mailed something, it's been for, like, somebody's birthday or congratulations or something. So it's usually, there's usually a gift card in it.
You know what else you're probably getting a lot of? Returned items that
people
bought.
That too.
Oh, all right.
So, I mean.
But that wouldn't be in the blue box, though.
Oh,
usually
no,
you take
can.
That inside.
No, again, you could put it in the blue box. You just,
yeah,
for some
reason, of them, like, let you print out the return labels.
Can I just sidebar real quick?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I'm sensing something from you.
What are you sensing?
I find it weird that you trust.
That hatred?
I find it weird that you trust your mailbox and you trust inside the post office, but it feels like you don't trust the blue mailbox.
No, I trust it to a point.
So why have you never used it?
I mean, I've used it. I just don't use it anymore.
When's the last time you used the blue mailbox?
I'm trying to think of the last time I mailed a letter to anybody. Like,
well,
I don't pay any bills like that anymore.
You don't pay any bills, end of sentence.
Yeah, so, yeah, ever since I got married, I'm out of the postal game pretty much.
But we talked about it earlier. Like, you send, like, your niece's stuff for their birthdays. You don't just drop that. Oh, you put that in your mailbox?
No. So those I take down to the post office, and I make sure I go special delivery so I know it got to them and not got ripped off.
But you only did that after you got ripped off.
Right, so I don't trust it because I'm afraid of this whole thing, like people just going through this stuff.
Okay, but again, I didn't think, and I think this is the biggest thing. Well, okay, before we get there, I'm sorry. A lot of things happen in my brain right now. People do get weird about where they put outgoing mail because my wife, I swear to God, she will only put the mail in the blue box at the post office.
Okay.
Like, there are mailboxes all over Rochester. Mm-hmm. And if she needs to mail a letter.
She likes the inside one?
No, not even the inside one.
Oh,
she wants
in front.
The outside ones at the post office.
Yeah, you just drive by. It's like a drive through. You just throw it in there.
But, like, I will be looking in a mailbox outside of, like, a Wegmans. And she will not put the letter in there. She will insist I drive her to the post office.
So is it because she thinks if she goes to the post office, even though it's outside, it's going to get picked up and move quicker?
I think so.
Because I think that would be my theory.
Yeah.
But it's not like there's like a hose that sucks it up. It's still a box.
Yeah, because it's just going to sit in a truck till they move it somewhere.
And what's the difference? An hour?
Yeah.
Right? We're not in New York City. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this man who, 25 years old, was arrested after police say he got his hands on a post office master key that controlled all of the blue boxes. He was caught, according to police. Well, no, not according to police. He pleaded guilty. 1 o'clock in the morning one night, went to the post office, opened up a bunch of blue mailboxes, snatched all this stuff up. He had two other men with him. They were caught right away, but in court, he admitted this was part of a much larger scheme to access mailboxes across Western New York, and they did it.
Yeah.
I think the most glaring problem in this story.
What's that?
There's one key that opens up every blue mailbox.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad system. And it's, you said it's cross state.
I know.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I would think like maybe there's different key. Like, you would have regional like one key, yeah, for like a group of mailboxes or something, but not like every single one.
How about just per post office? Because the way the story is written, and if I'm wrong, I know we have a lot of postal workers, although it's early, that listen to us, 252-WCMF. Does that key open every box in America?
The American postal key?
Well, like, because this guy...
it sits in the Smithsonian.
He said it's
the master key.
Well, but he drives all over Western New York, according to the story.
Yeah, so it worked all
pop,
over.
Pop, 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 pop. So is it regional? Is it national? Did this guy
just... Either way, it's a bad system.
Yeah, well, because, yeah.
Because every now and then, a key's going to get lost, right? Like, whether or not it's somebody's fault or, you know,
something's just misplaced.
Like, I would think that's an alarming thing.
But they haven't, like, updated the system where you're just still using a key. We walk in here, we use a fob. We don't have to use a key anymore.
Uh-huh.
So you just, like, that just seems like a pain in the ass, like, hold on to that key. You lose a key.
Okay. You lose a fob.
You can, but the fobs are probably quicker to replace.
Okay, but the fob is still out there.
I would say fob or combo.
Oh, fob key.
No, a combo, like a combination.
Oh, like a combo. Okay, that's the dumbest of all of them.
And then you can change them.
Well, okay, but, like.
If it gets hacked.
I understand, but, like, if you give someone a number, all I would have to do is turn to my buddy and go, hey, here's the number.
But that would be you actively giving it away.
But you could also do that with the key. I mean, look, let's not.
By the way, we do have some information. Oh, every zip code has its own key.
Oh, so it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Wait. Zip code? It said this guy traveled all over Western New York.
I don't know. Unless he was in like the same zip code for that span.
Because zip codes are relatively small.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I mean, this is different.
Yeah, mine's different than yours.
And yours is different than mine.
Yeah.
And mine's different than Kimmy's.
Yeah.
And hers is different than yours.
Look at that.
So how many blue boxes? I guess like
you can open a lot of blue boxes in one zip code.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you have a post office in your zip code, that's a lot of blue boxes.
Yeah.
But like outside of that, is that like one or two boxes? How many boxes? Can you Google how many boxes per zip code? Is there like a number? Is there an established blue box per population that the U.S. Postal Service has?
Oh, like they did. That's how they put them out there?
Yeah.
I always figured they just space them out.
Why would
is that on population? Like, you don't need two, like, close to each other. So they're, like, a certain distance from each other.
No, but that wouldn't make sense. Because if I live in a town where there's, like, 500 people, but it's, like, a five-mile town, where we get a post office for every 30 people.
It's hard. It greatly varies depending on the population density.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Now, every Wegmans has one.
Are we sure?
I think so.
Are you just saying that because yours has one?
Yes.
Okay.
But I assume if mine does, that they all do.
I
bet you every Wegmans and Tops has a blue box.
I mean, it would make sense.
It's just convenient because you're going to the grocery store, I'll throw the mail in there.
They're a lot easier to find than like the UPS or the FedEx ones. Which you
they are.
Around, pain in the ass. Okay. So going back to the whole sending stuff through the mail. Because again, you would assume that the gold that these guys would have found, gift cards and cash. It is surprising that as many people as they do still send cash and gift cards.
Yeah, I'm surprised cash.
Well, what's the difference between cash and a gift card?
Nothing,
that's why.
I guess.
It's gift card, good as cash. That's how they sell it. Good as cash.
I guess because who gives cash as a gift anymore?
Oh, it's the easiest way to do. I mean, you can spend it whatever you want.
No, you can get those universal gift cards.
You could.
I mean, it's a MasterCard, so you can take it anywhere.
What are you doing, an ad for MasterCard?
They're good all over. Don't leave home without it.
No, but like, I don't know.
Maybe you send cash to like your younger relatives, because it'd be weird for like a, is it weird for a 10-year-old to have like a gift card?
No, when my kids were younger, they got really excited because they felt like adults with like credit cards with cash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, but that's like an extra trip I got to make.
To get cash?
No, to go get the card.
Oh, I also got
to
go get cash.
Yeah, but they don't have drive-through, here's your MasterCard gift cards. Yeah, they do a drive-through ATM.
You go to Wegmans, you get the gift card.
Yeah, I want to do that. I don't want
to
do it.
Well, this way, I got to go to the ATM.
Yeah.
Get that out.
Driving through.
And then do that. Either way, I
love how you're like waiting for more spots to go. And
either way, I got to get out.
You ran out of spots.
I got to go to my bank.
I also have an irrational fear that whoever is doing the gift card at the counter will activate it wrong, and I'm sending just like junk.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it looks like I'm Tommy when I'm not loading the gift card, when in fact he
happens sometimes.
Actually, was
it happens? It happens.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. No, because like Kimmy, these days there is no reason to send cash or a gift card. You can send digital gift cards via text or email. Every company like offers that.
Okay.
Yeah, it does feel weird to do that though, because then I worry like, did they get it in the email? You know what I mean? Like then I really feel like I have to follow up on that gift card.
Okay.
Because I also put a card in with the gift card. So you're getting like a birthday card and a gift card. If I do the E thing, it looks like I just chintzed out.
Okay, let's talk about that though.
And you'd have to send it to somebody who knows how to use it.
Like, fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. Talking about the card, like the physical cardboard card.
A greeting card.
Yeah. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, but it's...
You're sending cash to a child.
Yeah.
And you think the child will get the cash and be like, no card. What?
Well, it's more for the parents.
They don't care either.
They can put a little display of the cards out for their birthday.
They're not going to do that. Nobody does that anymore. No.
Oh.
You're literally setting money on fire and preventing the kid from immediately getting the cash by putting it in a card.
But they're getting the cash.
That is the most old school, I have to get them a card.
But cash also looks cheap.
What?
You give somebody like dirty cash, you know.
Say that sentence again out loud.
Cash makes it look cheap. It cheapens the gift.
Cash cheapens the gift.
It's just cold cash. It's dirty cash.
Cash can't be cheap. It's cash.
No, but it looks. It's very cold to give that as a gift.
See, I always see that as like a warmer gift because it always came from my older relatives.
Well, you know that's because they don't understand technology. But like,
yeah, but I saw it as a little more personal or something.
With
I don't
the cash,
know. Yeah.
So you're telling me it's classless to send money or a gift card without a greeting card?
It's cash is cold and cheap, and no gift card is a low person. You're a low person.
Okay. So just a card? You're
cash is what you throw to prostitutes. Happy birthday, whore.
I think that prostitutes even take cards.
Hi, lady. What's on the menu today, doll?
So then,
here's your cash.
So then I call my niece whores when I send them cash for their
birthday. Well, you're not sending a very good message to these young girls.
I think I'm sending them a message.
I think you're sending a terrible message to these young
ladies. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You just introduced your nieces to the conversation.
No, I said child.
No, you said my nieces.
No, I said you said a child money and you go whores. You said whores for some reason.
It just looks cold.
Okay, fine.
Like, you wouldn't give your wife cash for her birthday.
Yeah, I wouldn't give my wife a gift card for her birthday.
Well, you may, like, let's say she likes to go. Really? Oh, okay. Okay, wise guy.
Yeah.
I know your wife likes to get dolled up. She wants to go to Del Monte.
Dolled up? What are we, in the 50s? Here you go, doll. Pat her on the ass on the way out the door.
She wants to go to Del Monte for a spa treat.
Okay.
You're not going to get her a gift card?
I mean, that's a different scenario because I'm paying for that service.
You're not going to hand her cash here. Go get yourself dolled up. No.
I would go pay cash. I could call over the phone, pay cash. Or the card. Cash card.
No.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Would you be upset if your husband got you a gift card for your birthday?
No.
That's the least personal gift of all
time.
She's
going to write to the dispensary. I mean,
it would be a little weird, but I wouldn't be upset at it.
Well, let's say it was something that you like a Del Monte gift
card. Yeah, like if it was for something, I think the more specific the gift card,
thank you,
the better it looks.
You know, it's not just
like a universal card, like...
Yeah, like you wouldn't get your wife a MasterCard cash card for her birthday. Yeah.
So I always put one in the Christmas stocking for
you.
And other things.
You give your wife a cash gift card for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a little side sum.
Why does she let you live with you, her? I can't even speak.
I'm slowly paying her back.
Okay. I mean, okay. Right. You know what? I'm not. It's just so funny. Like, even with the gift card that you talk about getting ripped off, mm-hmm. You know, you go and you spend, what did you call it? How you mail it so you make sure it gets there.
So I send it special delivery. You pay extra for it.
Special delivery, pay extra. You know you can just register the gift card for free?
Yeah, but I want to know that they got it.
Understood. If you see the gift card has been spent and they haven't gotten it and where it was spent.
But that's way more work than alerting me that it hit the door.
It's also free.
Okay, well, I got $10.
Wait, does it cost that much to special deliver it?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Why? I better make sure I got there.
You can literally Venmo
the
kid.
He's willing to spend... $10 for a peace of mind.
Yes.
you know?
Okay.
So you can check in.
Okay. This is the most illogical, backwards, stupid take you've ever had in your life. And I believe
stick around.
That's until right now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.